cartoons.
Maybe if we get through this. Hello and welcome to The City. This is episode 9 of Arcade City's podcast. I'm your host, Matt Stevens, and I am joined by Martin Aykroyd and Warwick Hart.
Hello.
How are you both?
I'm amazing. You?
Yeah,
not bad.
Wonderful.
You're both sitting here in your suits. Yeah. Warwick, what is going on with your cufflinks?
The deers.
Are they diamante? Yeah. There's diamonds in them. Stag
well,
cufflings.
Well, that's what you get when you step up in the world.
Did you go hunting?
I down quite regularly down the supermarket aisle, looking for the best
for cufflinks.
Me.
Oh, right. Well, have you got cufflings on?
No.
What?
Good man. Have single
what do you mean,
cuff
good man?
Shirts.
Yep, I do as well. Don't wear. I don't wear cufflinks. Bloody hell, you're not going to a wedding, are you?
No, I'm not going to wear. I'm going to work. Do business.
I don't wear cufflinks anyway.
Matt is currently wearing a fleece and joggers.
That's how I roll. I just feel comfortable doing this. Should we talk about some news? Some gaming news? What do you mean, no?
Get a choice, do I?
No, you don't. It's been a couple of weeks since we last hooked up. It was just you and me last time, wasn't it? So,
it was.
We haven't got Paul, unfortunately.
Abandoned.
Again. We did get abandoned.
Paul died.
Paul did not die. He's all right. He's at home somewhere, I think. Anyway, item number one on the list, a Bloodborne bundle has been announced by Sony, which includes the game as well as a black console and a black controller for PS4.
Is the console not already black? And is the controller not already black?
Okay, so just to clarify, you can get blue PlayStation 4 controllers.
You can
get red PlayStation 4 controllers. And you can get white PlayStation 4 controllers. So just to clarify, the bundle comes with a black one.
So it comes with the standard edition.
Yeah.
So in other words, you get a game with the standard console.
No, this isn't my news, all right?
Whose news is it?
Well, it is my news.
Because I'd like to openly criticise them right now. okay.
That's what Sony announced. Have you seen, and Bloodborne, it came with a... Did you see the 18-minute? Have you seen anything about Bloodborne?
I have not had time to watch anything 18 minutes long, nor... Have I had the internet?
No,
we're going to have a big update on my internet situation.
Do you want to get that out of the way now?
No, we're going to. It's going to feed in to when we talk about what we're playing or not. Thank you, BT. But we'll get around to that because I'm going to be patient.
I feel like there's going to be lots of spitting at the mic tonight.
I'm going to get really mad.
Okay, don't get too angry.
I'll keep it funny.
Warwick, have you seen any of the Bloodborne stuff?
No.
Have you ever played Dark Souls?
No.
You will love Dark Souls. You need to play Dark Souls because you
it's
like
Zelda.
Like
I keep hearing it's just like Zelda.
Well, it's like Zelda, but really fucking hard.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, so I think you'll really like it.
I don't think I should play it.
You definitely don't. No. You'll go through about several televisions.
And it's Let's Play episode 200.
And it's Let's Play episode 500. Yeah, but it's really good. I was thinking about getting Dark Souls. Because that comes out soon on the PlayStation 4. But then Bloodborne, I don't know, it doesn't really interest me. Those sort of games will infuriate
me
as well.
It's
I don't think it's not really my sort of thing. But it looks fantastic. It's very gothic, sort of walking around.
Yeah.
It's very hard. So it's all about sort of like, you need to memorise enemy patterns and things. So when you meet an enemy, there's a good chance you'll die straight away. But it's all about memorising sort of like, 1, 2, 3, they swing, they jump back. And so it's all about sort of, memory and things like that as well. Right,
it just sounds so repetitive already.
Well,
it just sounds like a game you don't need skill for. It's just a memory game.
It's a lot. Yeah, it has such a cult following, Dark Souls, and this looks like one of their next sort of big thing. So I'm not going to get it.
I got annoyed with Echo the Dolphin. I don't think I cope very well if I played that.
No, you don't play that.
Although Echo the Dolphin was an abomination on so many levels.
No, it's not.
Yeah, don't. Let's not start on this. It's a game about a fucking dolphin.
You are pretty. You're pretty angered up already about the internet. I don't want to make it any worse. Okay, we'll move on from that. Nintendo have given Super Smash Brothers 15 new stages.
That's pretty cool.
Did you see that? Yeah, for free. Literally, there's no DLC.
That's
paid
good.
DLC. Nintendo. Just
well
like,
done, Nintendo.
Do you know what? We fucking love our...
If I had a Wii and I had Smash Brothers, I'd be really happy.
Yeah.
I do intend to get one.
Do you?
Yeah.
When are you going to get one?
Well, it's his intent. Like, I intend to win the lottery.
Yeah, no, because this is a more realistic chance.
It is.
Like, one of the things I can get, but get for my girl.
Ah, that's
as a present
idea.
To myself.
When's her birthday? It's been, hasn't it?
Yes, well, half birthday. But basically, because she judges me when I purchase things... So I need an excuse.
Do you reckon she'd be alright with that if you bought a Wii U?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What would you buy her? What would you buy for it?
Oh, Super Smash Brothers.
Mario. She does like Mario Kart.
She does. Yeah,
she trained to be quite good at it.
She wasn't.
No, she wasn't. I know you probably don't listen
sorry,
to
Hannah,
this, but
no, you won't.
You weren't very good.
Right, you've played Super Smash Brothers with us.
Yes,
enjoyed that.
I love Super Smash Brothers. It's one of my favourite actual series. It's a no-brainer game.
Something's just come to mind. When are you getting your Xbox?
Yeah, that
come
was,
on,
that
Warwick.
Was meant to happen.
That was my demo. But then I had a £500 bill for my service.
What's
on my car.
More important, car?
Oh
Xbox.
My god!
Yeah. So that Xbox. Got delayed by a month.
I hear one of our contributors is selling his, only to then buy it back and sell it and buy it again.
I don't feel sell it.
Paul,
no,
do you?
No, no. Yeah.
We're talking about Paul. Yeah. He's had some really bad issues with his Xbox Live account. So I do feel sorry for him in terms of he's been trying to sort it out for a while. And Microsoft, and I know this from first hand because I've rang them about Xbox Live before. They are so fucking unhelpful on the phone. It's untrue. It's horrible. You just keep going round and round in circles. He's been locked out of his Xbox Live, and he can't get back in. And it's just proving very, very difficult. So
yeah.
But there you go.
So anyway, I sympathise.
I think he will sell it if he does. Warwick, just pick it up.
Yeah, I will.
If he does, yeah, we'll chat to him about that off off camera, even though there was a camera off mic. Reptile and Ermac, I don't even know if I'm saying that right, have been announced for Mortal Kombat 10, as well as a collector's edition of the game, which includes Volume 1 of the recently released MK Mortal Kombat comic book, a serialised steel card, 4 DLC characters, exclusive steel packaging, and a hand-painted figurine of Scorpion.
All yours for just $500.
$5,000. Did you see that? Was it Destiny that did a bundle last year where it didn't include the game?
It wouldn't surprise. I'd probably buy that one.
Something did something where it literally. Oh,
I'd probably buy a Destiny bundle that didn't include the game.
I think we all did.
mine was a box and a disc.
There
wasn't much of a game on it.
It was something towards the end of last year. They were doing a bundle. You just didn't get the game with it.
Where'd you go? What to Argos to buy it?
No, I don't know. I think they had
it on the
game.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just merchandise.
Yeah, I don't know. You guys, Mortal Kombat fans?
I've played it once in Scotland. And I can't remember the relative.
Do you want to play a Mortal Kombat? Was it just like that?
I don't know if he. I can't.
Some Scottish guy.
I was quite young.
Harry, you're quite good there.
Some side of my dad's family. Really random relative. I played Mortal Kombat.
Your dad's northern, but I didn't think he was that northern.
Well, they breed further up at times.
Because he's down here and he's got like a Lancashire accent. Right. If he. Yorkshire? Lancashire?
Lancashire.
Lancashire accent. When he goes to Lancashire, does he then have a Scottish accent? Because
it's all relative. Yeah, it's all relative.
Just starts like, you're out there, Matty. No, that's really bad.
Yeah.
I can't do accents very well.
Stay away from accents on this website.
Yeah, we should do. Mortal Kombat, Warwick, you a fan?
No. I like multiplayer games, and the problem is with Mortal Kombat is that I'm the one of those people. We hear about something else. I'm there trying to do all the fancy moves and whatnot. Give me some space. Running, bashing the X button, and I'm dead. So
I had the second one on the Mega Drive back in '90. I want to say five, probably '94, '95. I had it on the Mega Drive, Mortal Kombat 2.
I am absolutely shocked your parents let you get that.
Well, I say I had it. I borrowed it off a friend,
and then they saw you playing it and they
didn't like it.
Exercised you.
Me and Tom, the good Dr. Brock, for one of the Arcade City contributors, we used to play it when we were really little as well. We had the same childminder when we were kids, and we used to hook up the Mega Drive to their massive TV, which probably
was like 12 inches. Yeah. It was huge!
Probably about the size of the microwave. But at the time, I remember it just being absolutely gigantic. And Tom had an arcade stick for it as well.
That's quite cool.
Yeah, which is pretty awesome. So yeah, I did enjoy that. But I mean, I don't like fighting games, really, apart from Smash Bros.
I wonder if you'd like Tekken was a game that got me into games, and now I don't like fighting games. Mainly because I wasn't very good at it, and I would have been your worst nightmare. Like, I just found a move and I fucking spammed it.
Anyone could beat me at Tekken.
Lore on Tekken, you just do the backflip. How do you counter that? You don't?
You can. You can do counterattacks with Paul.
Yeah.
I learned all their... I learned a lot of their chain sort of...
Yeah, I didn't. I just did the backflip over and over. But back, you know what? It unlocked me some characters, so...
On Mortal Kombat 2, there's a character called Louis Kang, I think it is. Kang? Anyway, there's a thing you can do called the bicycle kick, where you hold down the B button on the Mega Drive pad, and he charges it up, and then when you let go of it, he just goes...
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
In the air, he goes... Like that, but... I used to play with my with Tom and my brother sometimes, and they just keep spamming that, and that was really annoying.
So he was a good fighting character, Eddie Gordo. Tekken. Yeah. So he basically just break dances, and there isn't any way of countering it.
He's the
because
kind of guy,
he's just limbs flying everywhere. How do you hit it when it's moving in directions that aren't
it's
actually
like a fucking spider?
That's what it is, and it's just like, well, it's not fair. Is
what's,
it?
What's he doing? What's the martial art called though?
Capoeira. Capoeira?
Calypso.
I don't know, it sounds like a squid.
It just looks like he's on a... looks like he's on a night out. Like.
Yeah, he's...
But most of them did, didn't they? Especially all the women in
you
it.
You know, like, if you're in a nightclub, when you're, I don't know, when you're like 18, 19, and you're really drunk mates, like, let's start a dance off. That's basically how they try and dance on the floor.
Well, that's how they speak.
Certainly in Birmingham.
Yeah, it was. It was where I grew up. It was me as well.
There's always that one mate, isn't there, Matt?
Yeah, stories about me. Now, this next news piece is about... now, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. I'm going to say Suikoden 1 and 2 are now available on the PlayStation Store.
I imagine Glenn is... turning over in his grave. He just pronounced that.
He probably is. Yeah,
you're gonna get Glenn, torrent of abuse.
Yeah, I probably will. I don't know if Glenn listens to these back. Actually, should we find out, Glenn? If you're listening to this, I want you to message me on Facebook
with a code word.
With a code word. The code word is
squid.
Squid. Yeah. Squid. You have to send me squid. Right, let's see how. Let's fucking see if he's dedicated to these podcasts. Anyway, so one and two are now available on the PlayStation Store. They're JRPGs. I've never heard of. Well, I have heard of them, but I've never played them at all.
The ninja game, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the ninja game.
It's a ninja JRPG. Oh no, you're thinking a ninja. You're not thinking a ninja.
Ninja
Gaiden.
Gaiden.
Oh, but no, I thought I was thinking of this. It's a Lego game. Then I don't know.
A Lego game.
I know what Harry Potter Lego. Well, we Gaiden Lego.
You've literally just looked at the word below.
You're looking at the news item under this. Oh, what are you doing on your phone?
I'm finding out what this game is because apparently I don't know.
You don't. You're what? Ross,
what
you're
out. Thinking like Shinobi.
That's what you're thinking of. What is it? Have you got it?
It's a ninja game.
Yeah, it is a ninja game, but it's an RPG.
You're right. Type in Shinobi. You're thinking of Shinobi.
You are thinking of Shinobi.
No, I'm thinking of
whatever I'm thinking of.
And there's ninjas on the front, or like monks and things like that.
Right, it can still be an RPG with ninjas in it. That's allowed.
That's
fine.
Why are we arguing? It's a ninja game. It's an RPG. It's,
okay. Right, moving on. Next news. Yeah, you have a look as well. Right, next news item. Lego Jurassic World has been announced.
Yay!
And there was a teaser trailer. And the teaser trailer looks pretty cool, actually. So this, where the confusion was, when I first saw this announced, I thought it was just based on the new upcoming Jurassic World, but it's not. It includes the first three films
that
as well.
That is exciting.
So, I think that'd be really good. Lego games do tend to run their course a little bit.
They are.
So
they are the game. That's the sort of game that I can actually play with my girlfriend. I can play video games and she won't be annoyed.
I can't play those games with anyone because, some people, but the kind of games you can't go any further until the other person catches up.
You can with these, are screen splits.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. It's won me over.
You're probably thinking of like the first Lego
Star
Wars.
I'm thinking of all
game.
The Lego games, yeah.
Did you play Lego Marvel?
No.
See, that was really good, and you could split up.
Greatest game.
I also played a small bit of... was Lego...
Lego Batman 3.
Literally, the best thing about this, when you fly with Wonder Woman, you just start singing a song, this like a really weird cool song.
It's like the 70s serials, the 50s, 60s serials.
Wonder Woman.
Every time she flies.
It's like Wonder Woman is now starring in her own like law series.
Oh my God.
And she's like a ass kicking female lawyer, like, yeah, out to beat the man and beat the system whilst being Wonder Woman. That's how I imagine it. Oh, I've taken all that from like a 20-second sound clip. But
are you? Here's a question. Are you looking forward to the Jurassic World film? Sorry,
I am. Yes, I am. It's Jurassic Park. Can't go that wrong with it.
Did you like the third one?
Which one was that?
The one
William
with
H. Macy?
Yeah. See, I think they were all okay.
The first one was amazing. Is a classic.
Second one I really liked. I thought I liked the second one. Third one was like, it's okay.
They're better than Independence Day.
Oh my God.
I didn't even realise there were more than one Jurassic Park film.
I'm going to say something really bad, and I'm sure I'll get shot if this podcast was a lot more popular. I think Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is a better film than Independence Day.
Well, yeah, it is, but...
Drop the mic.
That's not saying anything.
Well, it is, because a lot of people really hate Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
They just hate Independence Day.
I know for a fact I'd get shot if this podcast was more popular.
Why?
Because that's just... You don't say things like that.
No one likes Independence Day. Apart from Will Smith.
Warwick does.
Independence Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good film.
No, it's not.
Are we gonna play Lego Jurassic World, though? Oh, I am. Because my wife will want to play.
You don't get much of a choice.
No, I don't.
Is it a four-player?
No, it's two-player.
Boring now.
Did you play four online? Do they have an online?
No.
That's a shame. No.
They should do. They need to crack on with that.
I'd like to pick that up. For £20.
343 Industries released some interesting stats on the Halo 5 multiplayer beta, and some of the changes they are making. Some of the changes they're making in the final game because of all these bits and pieces as well. Now,
use your words, Matthew. Use your words.
I forgot to print off the stats to have a look at them. So, Warwick, would you mind on your phone going on the Arcade City, or one of you, on the Arcade City website and going into the stats and having a look so we can talk about them? And I'm going to move on. Whilst one of you is doing that, I'm going to move on to the next thing, which is Sony have announced an open multiplayer weekend for Valentine's weekend, meaning you can play online multiplayer for free.
How generous of you, Sony.
I know.
2 days out of 300.
See, because Sony realise that a lot of guys don't have girls that play PlayStation. And they have done you a favour by allowing this to happen.
Because that's what everyone wants to do on Valentine's Day.
That's what everyone wants to do on Valentine's Day.
You told me to go up, and yet here it is.
Oh my
Matt.
God, sorry.
You don't even know how to navigate your own website.
For those of you listening as opposed to watching, there's no camera, I keep doing that. The stats, Martin's got stats up now, so tell us some interesting ones. Load the picture, and on the picture there'll be... Oh my God.
Wow. If I've got a criticism of our website, it does not scale well on mobile.
Never seen this.
Okay.
Right, okay, so shout out some interesting stats about Halo. We'll come back to Sony.
That's not a very interesting one. Okay. Total kills,
181,389,366. That's a lot of kills. That's a lot of people.
Assists, just half that number. It's about that.
Okay.
Total gameplay hours,
2,539,847. So if you continuously, that's like continuously playing Halo for, I'm not good at the math.
A lot of people watched it on Twitch.
Really?
Twitch is becoming a thing. Yeah, it became a thing a long time ago, but like...
What is this Twitch you speak of? Is it popular? What was the best weapon? What's that? Most powerful weapon? Most popular power weapon? Sniper rifle. Yes, it was.
Most popular?
Yeah.
Power weapon? I think that's what they've called it.
No. What else?
20 million matches played?
Yeah. How many does it tell
kill, me? Killpocalypse.
One
by... Let's just have a small round of applause for Omnipression.
Oh, they're not Omnipression. So how many?
Your virginity remains intact.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
How many is out?
So you're 9. That's 9 stars.
He killed 9 people.
In that one go?
Yeah, but is...
Or
is that like... Is that like in 10 seconds or...
Yeah.
Or just in a line?
Yeah, it's in a row.
Yeah.
But it's got... they're within like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
That's actually... Doesn't sound...
Don't say things like
the
that.
The most I got
was what?
I've got a 7.
That's pretty good.
On Halo 3, I believe. Yeah. Took out the entire enemy team.
I got 12 saying.
I was absolutely bang average at Halo.
I can remember where it was as well. They were all hanging around a flag, just like a bunch of cretins. And I had a rocket launcher, and I just fired like 2 shots. And
boom.
Took out everyone.
Goodbye.
I just remember.
Double kill, triple kill, quadruple kill, kill. Spectacular, kill-tastic.
See that is a good sound when it says all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's very satisfying.
It is very satisfying.
That's all the stuff.
Is that pretty much all it?
Some of them are very uninteresting, like the red versus blue win percentage.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Well,
really
what's that? Apparently, it's pretty half and half. It should be half and half.
This is interesting though. So statistically, if you're blue, you're more likely to win.
So there you go for the future.
Yes,
go blue.
By 2.55%.
Yeah, but that's a lot. That could be a win or a loss. How many people played? How many games played?
What did we say?
That could be the difference.
Where was
between... it? Was on there somewhere. Next to the Twitch one.
Game play hours.
No, bottom here.
Games played.
20 million.
20 million. So, okay, yeah, that's well out. Okay, moving on. Sony, Valentine's weekend. Warwick,
yep.
Is there a special... How's your, actually, you had a bit of a conundrum, didn't you, with Valentine's Day? What's going on? You've got about 10 girls on
one
the go, haven't
one
you?
One would really hope they don't listen to this.
You've got about 10 girls on the go, haven't you, at the minute?
A couple. But I have... a decision has been made. It has been rules.
Have you informed the third party?
She'll find out tomorrow.
Hasn't made the cut, is it?
So what are your plans for the weekend, Warwick? Tell me about your Valentine's Day. You're not going to be playing PlayStation?
No, but she wants to play Xbox, but it's not a game or anything like that. But tomorow, even though it's not
she
game
wants
news,
to play Xbox, but it's not a game or anything.
No, she's just
right.
Like...
All right.
She asked me... what did she ask me?
Into the mic, Warwick.
Say something that... say something that you're looking for us to do together. And I said...
holding hands and singing.
No, I said, she's a Lithuania, so going to Lithuania with each other. And then she said, all I was going to say was play Xbox together. So,
nice.
So there you go.
Nice.
I basically overshot myself.
You want a girl that plays Xbox, okay?
Yeah.
That's the mistake I made.
You're stuck with it.
I'm stuck with it, yeah. I haven't got a gaming wife.
Apart from Lego.
Which is, and Minecraft, which she got...
too involved in.
A little bit too involved in. I'm pretty sure I saw her sleeping with a pad.
She also didn't really play it well. You can't not play Minecraft properly.
She had it on super easy, so there were no enemies.
She's
plugged in about, I don't know, 40 hours, say. She's played it for about 40, 50 hours.
Doing what?
She's never seen an enemy.
She just knows how it looks like. So basically, when we had The Sims... all she did was build the house. She didn't actually play The Sims. She just built houses. And so this has transferred over into Minecraft. Mm. So, EA, if you're listening, which you don't do to anyone, release a game where you just build a house. Take The Sims out The Sims.
What, like House Simulator?
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
That is just The Sims.
No, but we have The Sims.
No,
we have to worry
Sims
about them dying.
A simulation of life.
Yeah. I see what you're trying to do.
Just build
apart
houses.
From people don't shit themselves because they can't get through the door or something. Like
okay.
Well, actually, no, you'd be surprised.
I see what you mean. let's move on. Bethesda will be hosting their own conference at E3. This is probably the best news I've heard.
What are we expecting? Predictions.
I reckon they'll do a...
I'd love to see a new Fallout, mainly because
I don't know.
I didn't play the old ones.
They'll do a
45. And I really want to.
I think Las Vegas didn't really do too well, did it?
But Las Vegas wasn't by... But they didn't make it, though. It was third party down. So, I'm going to predict they'll have a 40 to 50 minute slot, I reckon. And we will have probably some footage of Elder Scrolls Online for consoles.
Standard.
If it's not out before. I think we'll definitely get Fallout 4. Sweet. And I think we'll probably get something else announced. Maybe Dishonored 2. I think it's too soon for another Elder Scrolls game.
Well, we're online, yeah. being launched out. So
they're going to take that too. There'll be a whiteboard with
it written on it, but they're not too much other than that. They might show us a picture of that.
I think it'll definitely. That's my predictions anyway. I don't think they'll do. Not Evil Dead. Oh, what was it called? The Evil Within. There might be a sequel to that, I don't think. Or
I do still plan on playing that when it's cheap and I'm finished playing.
Bloody forgot about
most other things.
And you need to get your internet sorted.
Right. A big.
We're gonna get there. We're gonna get there.
Warwick, what do you reckon? Bethesda. Fallout 4. Did you play Fallout 3?
I love Fallout 3.
Oh, I love Fallout 3. Can I get that?
We can cuddle. We can do a lot of stuff.
Fallout 3 was.
I was one of those people. I literally had. I played it through once, loved it, and then I think I played it through again. And I had Wikipedia open at the same time, and I was going. I was doing every little thing, and I came every little person I came up to. I would load up their profile on Wikipedia.
Oh, God, that's dedication.
And see if I could enslave them. and I remember one day that I found that there was a character. I felt really bad. Karma got to me because there was one character was called Warwick something, and I enslaved him. And then I went to the place where he was meant to be, and he never got there. And I went back, and I found about his dead body about 20 feet. He got eaten. I was like, "Oh, that's karma for me."
It's brilliant. It's so well. It's just the third one was just amazing. Liam Neeson is your dad. Fucking cool is that, Liam Neeson?
Yeah,
really frustrated me. Skills. I always wanted to play Fallout 3, but it was at a time when I was getting paid fuck all. I never had any money, and the Fallout 3 actually retained its value really well.
I think you were at uni at the time. 2008 it came out.
College.
Your college.
So I didn't have a lot of money.
What ow?
And
I was working at a bank.
It came out and. Every time I looked at second-hand ones, they were still like £30, £35. Mm. And at that time, I couldn't afford that because that was like a month's wage.
I remember it came out, and it came out about the same time Fable 2 came out. And I went into a game station at the time, and they had it. They had on opening day, it was £30. They had like a special opening day. Fallout 3 was £30. And I went in at about 9:30 to pick up a copy, and the queue was pretty big just at 9:30. This was in Cheltenham. But I didn't play it for a while because I was so engrossed in Fable 2.
Oh.
But when I did get into it, my God, is it glorious. Did you play Fallout New Vegas?
No. I some of my friends and stuff got before me, and I just heard about some of the mechanics about.
It's really good.
And I was like, no. I was like, just. I can't remember what it was, but ammo or so you could ammo had weight. That was did it. Ammo had weight, and I'm one of those people. You know, I've got to take so much ammo that you know I can take out a country. And when they say, "Oh, you can maybe carry 6 bullets," or you know, something ridiculous. And I always play. I played Fallout 3 on hard mode. I had to play on hard mode.
You played on hard.
Yeah. And then when I heard on on hard mode on Fallout Las Vegas, ammo weighed something, and I was like, "Wow, oh, screw that."
I've got a funny story about Fallout New Vegas. It was quite early on in the game, so I was quite low level, quite underpowered. Came across this vault that was completely abandoned. So I went to the vault. It's full of zombies and whatever. And basically, as I started exploring the first sort of couple of corridors of it, it became quite apparent that there was an armory somewhere in it. I think there's some documents I was reading or something, and it basically said, there's an armory. This is the code for it. But it was really deep into the vault. Now, there's loads of like radioactive stuff, so I had to have a suit on at the time. My suit ran out after about 10 minutes. It took me about 3 hours... of constantly playing to get to this armory. I got there, it was absolutely full of everything. When I got there, I started picking things up. The first thing I picked up, I was overweight. It's like, you've over encumbered. So you can just walk. So I was just like, oh my God. So I was like, right, fuck it, I might as well just load up on everything. So I took everything that I could. I literally walked the entire way back through the vault, which took another hour.
Bloody
got outside, found a random box that was just randomly, put everything in this box, which is just wouldn't have happened because the box was about the size of a shoebox, but I was putting like 6 rocket launchers in there. So left it all, saved the game, and then I went to the nearest town where all my locker was and stuff, and I just literally spent about another hour just transferring trips back and forth and stuff. Needless to say, for the rest of the game I was a fucking demigod. It was awesome. That's my funny Fallout thing. We need to move on, and the last thing to talk about is that Battlefield, on the official Battlefield blog, they released some figures about the beta that was last weekend and said that 70 million people played it.
You've written seven.
Seven is what I meant. I was just thinking, I was like, 70 million. Fucking hell, that's a lot. 7 million people played it, which is...
still a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like... it is a lot. How many people live in London? That's... is that 7 million? 8 million?
Three property experts in the room.
Something like that.
I don't...
no one has a clue.
Definitely not a property expert.
No, I'm not.
Something. Try and yeah. Just Google it. Population London.
Population
of London sounds about right. Anyway, did you guys play? Did you have a go on the beta? I missed it, but I played on the alpha.
I'm not Battlefield man.
Well,
I don't have
tactical
now patience required. I was good at Titanfall because, let's be honest, it didn't require.
You just leg it around.
I could play tactically. But I preferred not to on Titanfall.
See, I like Battlefield because it's just so realistic. If you run, you die. Like, one bullet dead, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's not that... it never used to be like that.
Well, it never used to be.
Yeah. I remember my funny Battlefield story. Because I used to play Battlefield 2. You know, I'm looking forward to Hardline, but I used to play Battlefield 1 or 2. 2, I think, was quite a lot. And my friend... I was trying to convince my friend to get it. And basically, you could download the demo free. And it was like one map, and it was only like, but I could log into it with my normal character, and I was the only one in there with like the non-basic guns. I went in with a 50 cal, and I went and flew a plane to the enemy ship where all the enemies spawn, and camped at the very top tower, this 50 cal, and literally was just shooting people in the head as they got into airplanes, and because they were in the new server. They didn't realise there was a gun that could shoot through the window, so they weren't looking for me.
Brilliant. You were just owning that then.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit that saucy. Oh,
this is funny.
Right, that's the news done.
Oh.
Nice. Upcoming releases. We've got The Order 1886. That's
I've just been told that I'm buying and reviewing it by our kind editor.
Yeah, he's been a bit of a bitch today. He told me to... get here to make sure that you did got and bought that. So I've had orders from the top as well. You need to spell it. Anyway, Order 1886 out on 20th February. We've got Dead or Alive 5 Last Round the 20th as well. Dying Light Retail Edition is out on the 27th. Tom's going to be reviewing that. Dragon Ball Xenoverse, which Glenn is going to be reviewing, that's out on the 27th of February as well. Dying Light.
I'm excited. It looks really good.
Yeah.
I spoke to a guy at work about it, and he said it's really good.
Who's that?
Another trainee. Oh, okay. Consultant.
Has he got the download?
He downloaded it. He said it's really good.
Have you pre-ordered it?
No.
You see, I'm tempted to get it, because you are, because apparently the co-op is amazing.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. He plays it with his mates, and it's really good, so...
I'm tempted, but then you need to get your internet sorted.
Oh, don't. We're going to move on to that shortly.
I've given you plenty of opportunities. cool. Warwick, are you getting anything this month? You need a fucking Xbox.
Well, that's it, mate. I should be able to get that literally beginning next month. My car's paid for, it's serviced. There's no reason it shouldn't. There's literally zero reason.
And they do seem to be coming down in price. Daily at the minute.
Amazing.
Yeah, what's out that you could get a good deal on? Let's think. Well, you could probably get, if you've got Dying Light, Tom will get it. Four of us playing Dying Light would be amazing.
Oh yeah, I'll get once I've got the console, I'll probably
get it.
Get loads of games.
Just buy it now. Give me a phone and we'll pre-order it. We'll buy it off Amazon.
No.
No. What are you guys playing at the minute? Warwick, what are you playing at the minute?
I'm not literally playing anything at the moment. Nothing.
You've had a very big promotion, so you are very busy at work, aren't you?
So busy, and bouncing two girls around. No.
Are you going to be getting Borderlands again?
The prequel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you're
gonna get. That's one of the top games I'm gonna get straight away
on the Xbox One.
Amazing game. Can't wait to get that.
Bouncing two girls around. Martin, we'll skip you. go on, let's have it all out.
Right.
fucking here we
go. I was very, very excited about Evolve.
Apologise for...
As you can imagine. And I, if I'm honest, I already had the opening paragraph after... Because I was going to say, you know, it's been a perfect storm. The day Evolve comes out, well, what do you know? BT connects us to the internet. Could you imagine the excitement I had? I managed to play a few games. App offer is amazing. It's everything I want it to be. I sign on the day after, and I can't connect. I check my internet. My download speed is 3 kilobytes a second. I think dial-up was better than that.
Dial was better than that.
And incredibly,
carrier pigeon was better than
what
that.
I heard as well, the BT engineer said, "Ah, you don't need to get the fiber. We could do fiber optic. You don't need to get it because in this area, you're not going to see much of a difference." I bet we fucking would.
Are you quite close to the exchange, though? Is the exchange at the end of the road? Or?
I don't know, it might be.
Because with broadband, it's all about how close to the exchange you are. But with fibre optic, it's different, I think.
Well, whatever it could have been, it's really, really, really bad. It's like absolutely tragic. Even just browsing the internet on an iPad, it's unbelievably slow.
Have you tried it in the morning to see if it's a bandwidth issue?
It's not a bandwidth issue.
Have you tried it in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay, it's still really bad.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
It's just, overnight, it completely died.
Can you choose another provider? You can't choose another provider, can you? Can you?
Locked in.
Ugh. Wow.
BT, I'm going to forecast something with my Mystic Meg powers. You will lose a customer. It may not be me, but it probably will be. But from what I played of Evolve,
you did enjoy
it was very, very enjoyable, and yeah. I wish I could be playing it and reviewing it, because the plan was to review it. However, yeah, like I said, I had the only paragraph. It was going to be, you know, I've been waiting for this, it's been a perfect storm. And I played it, I was like, this is brilliant, this is exactly what it should have been. How amazing. And then, good old British Telecom.
Oh, God. So Evolve's getting good critic reviews, but consumer reviews are very mixed, because a lot of people are quite pissed off with the whole DLC and saying it gets bored very quickly. I played for about an hour and a half today, and I can start of, and I was playing last night for about 2 hours, and I can start to see that this is going to be another
Titanfall
and maybe Destiny, where it's everyone plays it for about 3 weeks and then it's completely forgotten about. It's such a good concept of a game, but I just don't think there's enough content there.
It's game modes. How far can you take that concept?
I mean, the hunt ultimately is really good.
Yeah,
there's no story, there's no campaign or anything, which is fine because I know some games just don't have a campaign.
Yeah, I mean, Titanfall, for example, they forced the campaign in, and that was the biggest mistake because it didn't need it.
I'm enjoying Evolve, but I probably prefer Titanfall, actually.
I think you need to spend more time on it. And also, I think it is going to be one of those games where if you can get several people, I think two are okay, but I think if you get a team of four or even five of you just rotating, and I'm, it would be much, much fun.
I haven't played it. Last night I was playing it and there were three of us. When you left our party last night, we hooked up with this other random guy and he was chatting quite a lot, which is quite cool. And me, Tom, and him, can't remember his name, Smudge.
Big up, Smudge.
He doesn't listen. He doesn't even know. Anyway, we were talking quite a lot, which was quite good. And we won every game. And then I had to go to bed because I was fucking tired. But it is good. I think. But I just think I'll get bored of it quite quickly. I think within. I don't think I'll be playing it much into March. That's really bad. I've probably got about 4 weeks out of it, I reckon. And then I think I'll be kind of.
So it is a lot of fun. But like you said, the longevity's not there.
No.
I mean, I try not to compare it to Left 4 Dead, even though there's obviously similarities.
Yeah.
But Left 4 Dead has a lot more in terms of game modes to it.
So good, Left 4 Dead.
It has a kind of story mode, but it is certainly like a through line.
Because the campaign, it's just other things as well, like split screen would have helped that game so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Local multiplayer would have really helped.
Yeah.
But it hasn't. It hasn't done it.
Yeah, people seem to be shying away from local multiplayer, which I think is such a shame.
You say that, but then couch co-op's really bringing, it's really coming back. With indie
with indie games, yeah,
yeah. I know what you mean.
Like, I don't know why mainstream moving away from it.
Triple A's just aren't doing it anymore.
It's such a shame because you can't beat local co-op, can you? Really?
No, I think Evolve. It's a good game, but I think it could have been an amazing game just by doing some simple tricks that I think it's just missed out on. But then, you know, this is Turtle Rock's first big game that they've done where they haven't had Valve.
Yeah.
Sort of looking down there next, they've had 2K, which are a fucking awful publisher as far as, you know, games go and stuff. I mean, all this DLC shit is all to do with 2K.
That is appalling, isn't it?
Yeah, because 2K are just like money, 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 money. Whereas Total Rocket, you know, whereas Valve are all about, they're all about the
quality.
Yeah, quality, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We've been playing Resident Evil as well. I've been playing some Apotheon, which is really good. You can download that. I think you'll really enjoy it.
I will at some point.
If you try and download,
it's going to be when we hit a bit of a dead patch.
Even just put it on to download.
Oh yeah, get it because it's free. I need to renew my PS Plus.
It's really good. And Grim Fandango, I've nearly finished that. I'm sort of making my
that looks fun.
It,
so.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's
is it the original story?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the original story.
Yeah, it's original. But they've just sort of rehashed some of the graphics, like the textures are, but only on the. Only the character textures, like the backgrounds, are still all the same.
Yeah, but obviously they were awesome back then. Sorry, they're still looking really good.
Yeah, yeah, really good. Yeah, you wouldn't notice. I mean, to look at it, you'd think like, oh, they've redone the whole thing. And then there's a button, like with Halo Anniversary and stuff. Yeah. You can flip back and forth between the two. And
it's a cool feature, though.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really good.
I really like that on Halo.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good. So you can do that. So it's pretty cool. What are we working on for the site at the moment? We are playing through Resident Evil.
Yes.
I'm playing through Apotheon as well. I've done some single Let's Plays of that, but I'll have them up soon. We're also doing... We're still cracking on with Lara Croft.
Slowly
but surely. I think we're going to try and do a bit more of that next week.
Yeah.
So we'll have Paul back for that next week.
Hey, special guest.
Yeah, hey, special guest.
Back from the dead.
Back from raring to go. We'll have good old Paul back, which should be great. What else is coming up?
So I will be reviewing The Order.
Yeah.
Because hopefully it doesn't require too much of an internet connection.
We'll have reviews of Grim Fandango up very shortly. We will also have review of Evolve up shortly. Tom's doing that. And we've got some more people contributing as well, which is quite nice at the moment.
Yeah.
So we've got some
teams building.
Yeah, so it's building well. We've put some money into advertising as well on the site, which is cool. And we're going to start at some point. We're going to probably before the summer. We're going to shoot a YouTube promo as well.
Oh,
which we'll put some money in. Well, which I'll put some money into and have out on YouTube.
Ooh.
But we've got this great idea for it, If it's shot the way that I can envision it in my head, it's going to be really funny. And I think people will probably... I think it'll be funny to a point where people just don't really get what the message is. And they're just like, have you seen this funny video? And it's like, yeah, but it's advertising something. Anyway. So that's it. Questions. We have a question from Jason in Brighton. And he says, if you could take over a game studio, which one would you take over and what games would you make? Warwick,
a game studio. Oh well, I wish you'd
take it. You can take it.
I already know your answer.
What's my answer going to be?
Valve and Half-Life.
You know me very well.
It had to.
Do you know what I'd do though? I'll start. Right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'd do? Valve, and I would release. I'd randomly have a massive press event, and I'd just be like, 3, 3, 3, 3.
Left for Dead.
Left for Dead 3. And I'd start and I'd be like,
Portal.
You guys wanted Portal 3. We've got it. Press a big screen behind me. Portal 3. Crowd. You wanted Left for Dead 3. We got it. You wanted. Oh, there was another one. You wanted Team Fortress Classic 3. Here it is. You wanted Half-Life 3. You can't have it, motherfuckers. That's three games. Everyone start throwing things. People probably start shooting me.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. So I'd have this massive thing and I'd be like 3, 3, 3, 3. Because all their games are now ready for 3. Half-Life... Valve just can't do 3 for some fucking reason. My God. Do you know, if I took over, the things I'd do to Gabe Newell. My God. I'd literally just throw him in a cell and just be like, you fucking rot there. So you think about what you've done. You think about what you've done. You come out of that cell and you think about all those horrible deeds you've done. Anyway, that's what I'm doing. Warwick, sorry.
Well, go to our friend over here, Martin, first, and I will...
Okay.
Yeah, I've got it. I'm just going to...
The game I'd make, I don't know what studio would make it, would be the Avengers...
No. Let's take this question one time. Let's see.
No,
you know you love your Avengers game, but
because that's my idea, and I'd make more money out of it.
What studio would you want to make it then?
What
studio? Who's good with? So maybe something like Cher, Gears of War, or
yeah. Actually, fuck it, just Valve.
Valve as well.
Yeah, because they did a really good Horde mode.
On what?
Oh
yeah, of course. Yeah, Left 4 Dead.
Unbelievable. But I would want the game mechanics from some. So I'd want Indestructible Hulk game mechanics.
Yeah.
Original Iron Man game, which wasn't great, but I thought the mechanics of it were actually really good. Like
was
the
that
flying
on PlayStation 2?
I think it was PS2. Yeah.
Okay.
Thor. I didn't play the Thor game. Can't be very good. But basically, I want that.
Right. Okay.
But okay, if we were to ignore my incredible idea.
Yeah.
I would take over EA.
Yeah.
One thing I would do is turn them into a not-for-profit organisation so they wouldn't be so fucking greedy. And very then
good. Yeah.
I would make a FIFA game that did something genuinely different for once. Like, it really pissed me off. I don't think...
First-person
were we really,
FIFA.
Were we really up and running in... by the basically, when they announced FIFA 15... all they did was announce a load of buzzwords. They're like, yeah, new character emotion and things like that. And you think, you haven't fucking changed anything. What have you changed? I played it. I was like, this is FIFA 14. They just got new kits. And unfortunately, I spent a lot of money on it. But, so what I did is I'd actually change things. I'd play around with the game mechanics. Employ some people who may have actually watched football before.
What about first-person FIFA? I love that idea.
Oculus.
Patent pending.
Have you seen the Oculus? And there's the thing where you can run on it or walk on it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
And
yeah.
Then there's a gun, but we'll
see
there'll be a gun in FIFA.
I've seen someone playing Fallout, I think, on that.
Yeah, so we could go there. But the main thing I'll do is turn EA into a not for profit company. So they've got to invest everything.
Yeah.
That would make them think about DLC.
That really will.
And then they'll actually spend some time making games that people.
Like
want
and want to play.
And don't feel like rehashed.
Good, Warwick. Have you got your answer now?
Yeah, I've got my answer.
What's it been? Now you've done loads of research.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you need to do loads of research, yeah. But go on.
Bungie.
Oh, okay.
And I'll sack everyone at Destiny.
Sack everyone.
Sack everyone.
You we're liked doing, Destiny.
We're doing such well. I'll keep the whiteboard.
That's not making a game, that's the opposite of making.
What game
it.
Would you make? Would you make Destiny?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know who I'm going to hire. That's what I was trying to figure out, who would be the best people to actually make that game.
Okay.
Probably 343, that would be quite funny. But yeah, we develop it. I'll get, what are they called? Mahjong. Or
Mojang.
Mojang.
The creators of Minecraft?
Yeah.
To make Destiny.
They got to do a better job. Just got it.
I have thought of one. What? No, wait, what was it?
What?
What was it? What did I just think
know.
Of? I know, I'm questioning myself because I had a really good one, but I've forgotten it.
I can't. Well, I have no idea.
Hold on.
Okay.
That's the exact same shit I had.
No, I've lost it. Oh lost my it. God.
Okay. Well, if you think of it, just blurt it out.
I am going to.
Well, you've got 30 seconds, I think.
Guys, that's it. We've pretty much wrapped up this podcast.
Oh,
right.
No.
That's fine, I think.
What was it?
Thanks for listening. Head on over to arcade-city.com. Thanks for listening. Oh, God.
Telltale.
Yep.
Blade Runner.
Now, that would be fucking good.
That was it. That was my idea.
That's the bomb right there. That's how you end
or
a podcast.
Or just a Philip K. Dick universe. Telltale.
Telltale Blade Runner.
Could you imagine that shit? Let's drop a load of mushrooms
there
and
is.
Do it.
There is a point-and-click game made by Westwood Studios. Not Westwood. The creators, they made Red Alert and Command & Conquer back in the day. I think it was Westwood.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, they made a point-and-click Blade Runner game. that I played in the late 90s. It's fucking awesome.
Could you imagine what Telltale could do with...
Oh, like, that'd be great.
That's what I'm going with. Right, you're welcome, good. World.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best answer. Although I do like my triple idea.
Okay.
I honestly think all of my ideas were more realistic than yours.
Yeah, they
sad as that is.
Thanks for listening. Remember to like and subscribe. The podcast goes live every other Friday on iTunes and Podomatic, although I'm thinking about moving away from Podomatic because all they want to do is take money from me. You can tweet us at ArcadeCityUK. Facebook is facebook.com/ArcadeCity. YouTube is youtube.com/ArcadeCityUK. You can email us just like Jason. We're meant to believe that Jason did. podcast@arcade-city.com. We're signing out. See you later.
Ciao.
Bye.